And she mishkad lasa b'dvarim, because his mother talks nice to him, his mother gives him the food, so therefore he gets along easy with the mother, he respects his mother better. So because therefore, hiktim HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibbut av l'kibbutim. Therefore the Torah says, kibbut es avicha v'yesemecha. Hashem says the word kibbut to your father first, teach us that the same way you respect your mother, you have to respect your father also. Vaita v'golu v'yadulof ne'mi shomav v'yoylam, it's uncovered, Hashem realizes and knows, shahaden misyorim v'yav v'yesemimoy. That a son fears his father more than his mother. Because the father teaches him Torah, has to be strict with him, can't play around then, he's strict with him. So therefore the father's son fears his father more. The figure therefore, Hiktam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moiro Ha'im L'moi Rav. Hashem says, Ish Imoi V'Ovev Tiro, Ish Imoi, supposed to fear your mother, because she needs it more in order to make it equal to your father. Tony Tona Kaimad Rav Nachman, not the front of Rav Nachman. His man showed him it's sorry with some of his imoy as a son does opposite, gives his parents pain, does not act nice to them, is Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yofo Sisa Shloi Darti V'Neim, it's good that I'm not between them. Like he's taken away the Shechina. Shel Mole Darti V'Neim, because Hashem says if I would have been living between them, see Aruni, you would have made me painful also. Like we learned before, like Hashem is one of the Shutfim. So therefore, what you do to your parents is like you're doing to Hashem. Omar Rav Yitzchak, Koloi V'Rav Eir B'Seis, Omar does not Eir privately, B'Seis there, it's still like you're throwing away the regal, the feet of the Shechina of Hashem. Shenem the Pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem, HaShemayim Kisei, the Shemayim is my throne. But V'yoretz Adoyim Ragli, this world is where my feet, my footstool. Therefore, like the Shechina of Hashem is here, when we do an Avera, we take away the Shechina. The Meit Amokam Cholim, once it over Yishalmi says, or Zoya says, Hatchil Hashem Cholim came from emptiness. When you do an Avera, you make that Mokam Cholim, you make that Mokam empty. So he's taking away the Shechina. A person is not allowed to walk 4 amis with a straight up head. Can't walk straight up. Shenemar Apostle says, Hashem's covered, Hashem's Shechina is all over. So you have to have yira, you have to have respect, a little bit you're bowing down your head towards Hashem, and you're not supposed to walk with a stuck up head. That's like going against the Shechina. Rafuna Bered Rav Yeshua, Lemaski, Arbamas Begila Rosh. He did not walk 4 amis with an uncovered head. Omri said, Shechina l'manem roisha, the Shechina is on top of me. So you have to have covered respect for the Shechina, that's why we wear a yarmulke all the time. Shoal ben almonachas, kids a son that did not have a father, only had a mother, and I'm a son of an amona, es Rebelezer. He asked the question to Rebelezer. So kids, so the question is not nogei l'maisa, because this kid did not have a father. But even so he asked him, what's going to be, and he asked him in a way as if he played a game, as he said, realist magay to me. Like, I have to know, what's going to be, if Abba or Mahishkeni Mayim, my father asked me to give him a glass of water. The Imi Yomer Sashkeni Mayim, my mother says, give me a glass of water. Is Ezra Man Kredit, which one of the two should I do first? What should I do in such a case? Good Shiloh. Omelis, he said back to him, Hanach Kvaydi Mecha, leave over right now the respect for your mother, and rather the Asay Kvaydi Vicha, do it for your father first. You know why? Because you and your mother both have to respect your father. Your mother also has to respect your father. Therefore, the respect for your father comes first. Then this kid, went in front of Yeshua. Omalo, and he said to him, Kach Omali, Rebbe. This is what Rebbe answered me about my question. But now I have another question. What's going to be? Nizgar Shemau. Tremendous question. What's going to be if, let's say, my parents got a get? So now my mother does not have to respect my father anymore. And now, I have to still respect both of them. So what's going to be if they both ask me to do something at the same time? Who goes first now? Now you did not have your svara before that my mother also has to respect my father. Because the mother doesn't have to do it now. They have a get. So what's going to be now? Omelet, he answered back to him, that mi ben risi anecha, from your eyebrows, I can tell, your eyelashes, that nika sheben amonat, like since you were crying so much, your eyelashes fell off, I could tell that this shyly asking me is not Megela Maisam. That you do not have a father, so stop bothering me so much. And Rabbi told him, Hitul Mayim Sefin, what you do it yourself? Put some water in a basket, they cackle them on the grill, and make noise like a chicken does. Kitsi made a joke with him. Kitsi, since he asked the Shalin and not the nice, he asked the Shalin as if it's Nogay Lamaisa. And really it's not Nogay, because the kid didn't have a father altogether. So if he went off the subject and said, like, go play. But Dorish Ulula made a drosha. Dorash Ula Rabula Rab Menadrosha Pitzchid Benesir, by the entrance of the door of the master of the Benesir, the president of the Nossi's house, that Maidasir, what's the Pasuk say? Yoiduch Hashem Kol Malchayeris. They should praise you, all the Malachim of the world. that kishamri mepichos, they're going to hear the words of your mouth. So it says, my mepicho, and it doesn't say what you say, ela imre picho, the words of your mouth. What does this mean to say? That v'shor shom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Baruch Hu was saying over the Aseret HaDibros, when Hashem first said the first two of Anoichi v'lo yilecho, is Omer Umasar Lamud, the Goyim was saying then, lechovet atzmi hu darish. Hashem is only there like a big shot to give respect himself. He's only telling the Jews, Anoichi and Lo'i and nobody else, only me. But Kivin Shom HaKavet Tzivich V'Esenech, when Hashem got to the fifth one, of Kivin Aveim, Chozgu V'Hoidlo Ma'amoros HaRishonis. Then all the guys saw that Hashem is not only after himself, but he's doing it l'shmo, so therefore they agreed to the first words also. Rav says, I learned this out from this pasuk here, that Rosh Tevorach Emes, that the beginning of your words are true. So Chura Rosh Tevorach of L'Shem Tevorach, you want to tell me only the beginning and not the end, what does this pasuk mean? Ela means like this, Misayif Tevorach, from the end of your words, Nikr, I could tell, Shirosh Tevorach Emes. Sometimes from the end of the words I could tell that the beginning of your words were true. That's like here also. From the end of the Aseret HaDibros, from the fifth one, the Goyim were able to see that the first one was also a remes. Boy, my name Rav Ula. Yes, question for Rav Ula. Ad heichen kivud aveim. How far does it go, this mitzvah? How much respect do you have to give your parents? How far? Is there any limit or not? Omer lehem, he said back to them, Tzu or Ru, go and see. Ma'os soivik chav mecha. Let's go learn it out from even a guy. That Bashkol is a guy in Ashkelon, but Dima ben Asina Shemar, his name was Dima ben Asina, a guy. That Pamachas wanted out in Diksha Chomim from Akhtia. The Chom wanted to buy something off him. The Shishim Rabu Yischara, they would have gained $60,000, they would have gained on the deal. Boyamaftech Munatakas Moresh Shalabo. But the key to where this merchandise was, the key was underneath his father's head. Vulay Tzira, and his father was sleeping, he did not want to wake up his father. To see what it means to give respect to your father, even though it meant to lose out $60,000, still he did not wake up his father. Omer Rav Yudah Shmuel, Sholo es Reb Lezer, they ask Reb Lezer also the Shaila, Ad Heichen Kivud Avein, how far does it go this Chiyuv, give respect to your parents? Omer Lehem, they said to him, Tzuru, let's go out and see Ma'oso V'Tchov Mechod, what did one guy do? Le'yoviv to his father, B'yashkron and Ashkelon. And again, V'dima Ben Asina Shemoy, another story about this son, Dima, Dima ben Asina, that Dikshu Menach Chacham Mavonim Leifod. The Chacham wanted to buy of him the special stones for the Leifod. Veshishim Rabu Yischan. He would have made $60,000 profit. Rav Kana Masni Veshimayim Ribui. He would have made $80,000 profit. Vayamavteach Munas Tachas Merashoysov Shalaviv. And the key to where the stones were under his father's head that was sleeping now. Vulei Tzira, and the son did not want to wake up his father. The kids that they did not make the deal. That's how far Kibud Aven goes. And Lashon Acheret, the next year what happened was, Nosna Kodesh Baruch Hu Schorai, HaKodesh Baruch Hu repaid back this Dima, gave him Schar, Shenodu Le Paraduma Bedroi. Then his cattle, there was a Paraduma. So now, Nisnesu Chachomim Yisrael Etzloi, the Chachom Yisrael came into him and said, we want to buy this Paraduma, we need it. So Amalem, so Nesinim Adina Ted said to him like this, Yedei, I know really, Bechem and you, Shemani Mavakish Michem Chomom Shavoylem. If I would ask you for any price in this world for this paraduma, atem leisem lid, you would have to give it to me. Because it's a very rare thing, a paraduma. Ela einani mevakesh michem, I'm not going to ask from you. Ela oy semom, and only the $60,000 shiv sharati v'shul kovet abba. That I lost out last year because of the respect I gave my father. So here you learn out how far the mitzvah kibbut of him goes. And the yom rabbi chanina, oma mi shein, the mitzvah of yaseh madach this goy. That does not have a chiyuv to give respect to his parents. Still, Hashem gave him back such reward. Kach mitzuba v'yaisa. Somebody like a Jew that has a chiyuv to give respect to his parents, halachas kama l'kama, for sure, he'll receive back tremendous reward. So it's interesting, we want to learn out. Kibud Aveim, we'll take an example from a guy. According to Kashmir, you have to pick on a guy. You want to pick Bryson through Jews, that Chur Jidin also did mitzvahs Kibud Aveim. So one sort could be to show us that is a svarotika thing. Goyim, they don't have the Torah. But I call upon them svarot, they do what logic tells them. Logic is that you're supposed to be mechavad your parents. Even a poshut of goy that doesn't have Torah, but poshut of logic tells you to give kibud aveim. So your own logic should also tell you this is how much respect you should go back to give your parents. How do you say that goyim, they don't have Hashem involved by them. They don't know about Hashem. They only know about their parents. Therefore, by them, their parents are tremendous. Hashem can buy a Jew, true, as their parents, but they realize their parents are not the only one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that created him. Like before, there are Shloisha Shutfim. So by a Jew, sometimes it's a mind that takes away a little bit the chshivas of your parents. Sometimes a Jew doesn't think that much of his parents the same way a guy does. Because the guy feels there's nobody else, only his parents. But a Jew realizes there is Hashem also. So still we're supposed to learn now, not that way though. When it comes to Kibbutz Avim, we have to do the uttermost. Right, so far we're saying now that a guy, a Kabbal Chayme, if by Goyim got this reward, so for sure we'll also get more reward. The Yomer of Echanina, that God was Tzuv of Yosef, Mishen of Tzuv of Yosef. So Yomer of Yosef, grace to said, Rav Yosef was blind. So he said like this, Meresh at the beginning, have I thought to say, Manda the Yomli, whoever would tell me, that Allah, the Allah is like Rav Yehuda that says the Yomer, Summa Potem in our mitzvahs, whoever would tell me that we should pass like Rav Yehuda, that a blind person like me really will put them in a mitzvah. And still, I do the mitzvahs, so at first he thought of the tremendous thing that I'm doing. Therefore, Vidnu Yom Tevel Rabbana, I would make a big party for the Chachamim that I'm getting so much reward because I'm doing the mitzvahs even though I don't have to. But, I don't have to do them. But Yavidna, still I do the mitzvahs. But Hash, to this Shamitil Hodor Rechanina, but now that Hodor Rechanina said, that he said that Godo mitzvah v'yaisu yaisu mishenu mitzvah v'yaisu, that no, a person that has the chiv to do the mitzvah gets much more reward, because since you mitzvah v'yaisu, the pshat is that the Yetzer is there to stop you. And so he says, you're worried, you're afraid, maybe you won't do it, maybe you'll be over it. So therefore it's hard to do the mitzvahs. So therefore you get much more reward. So now Rabbi Yaisu said, Adrabah, just the opposite now. So, man di yomli, whoever will come and tell me, the ain halachic Rabbi Yehuda, that we do not pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda holds a sumis potem in a mitzvah. Whoever would come and tell me the opposite, to know that a blind person has a chiyah to do mitzvahs, so therefore I, Rabbi Yosef, would have a chiyah to do mitzvahs, is now a vidna yamatev the rabbanon. Now I would make a party for the rabbanon. Mar says another ma'aser is ki yosir Rav Dimi came. Omri said like this: Pamachas once happened to me. Hayilavush. Sirkun shel zavas, once wearing mamish golden clothing. I was sitting amongst the heads, the kings, amongst gedolei roimi, mamish in the government. Ulbosa imai, my mother came, the karosi mimenu, and she ripped my clothing. The tov chalei arosha, she banged me on the head. The yarkolei b'fonim, and she spit in my face. I didn't embarrass, I didn't say anything back. That's also how far kibbutz avim is supposed to go. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up Lamed Aleph. Come on, on the days last. Come on, up Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. The bottom Gemara. So in the middle of the mitzvah, Kibbutz Avim. So we just got finished learning from a guy in the Sinai Ben Dima how the mitzvah is. Now the Gemara says, last line: Tony Avim Ebreid Rabavua. Yesh Maichol Liyoviv Pisyoni. Sometimes the son could feed his father Pisyoni. Very important, very choshev food. Rashi says it means Oif choshev. Give maybe a duck. The shaman, a nice fat duck, a min shlov, shiurva midbar, type of a shlov that was in the midbar, fancy dish you give him. The Torah de Menolam, and still you take yourself out of this world. So Rashi says you get a punishment for it. Why? Shemara loy tzara sign al sadosai. You act as if, oh, it's so hard for you to give it to your father. Like you make your father feel bad that he's taken it from you. So therefore you lose all your tzara, the opposite, you just lose out. The yesh, matchina brachayim. Sometimes a son even can make his own father work and grind the mill, work on the mill. It's a hard malacha.